Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A ceasefire has begun in Syria with nearly 100 groups committed to observing the cessation of hostilities. Truce brokered by the United States and Russia took effect at midnight Damascus time. That truce does not apply to the Islamic State and the Al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra Front. Less than an hour before the temporary truce went into effect, the members of the UN Security Council unanimously endorsed the deal in New York. Early returns today from Iran's parliamentary election indicate the country will likely usher in reformist and modern conservatives, allowing President Hassan Rouhani to pursue his political agenda. The vote for the lawmakers was the first election since the country's nuclear deal with world powers took effect. This announcer for Iran's Al Alam TV said the turnout was heavy and the lines were long. Former Iranian President Abdelhassan Bani Sadr, living in exile in France, said voting turnout was not high at all, and in many locations, he says, only a few dozen people showed up to vote. Voters choose members of parliament, have chosen that, and the Assembly of Experts, which monitors the choosing of the supreme leader. Al-Shabaab militants set off two explosives in the Somali capital, Mogadishu. It happened Friday at the gate of a popular park in a near hotel, leaving at least 12 people dead. Officials said the dead included security forces and civilians. Al-Qaeda-linked group carried out frequent attacks in Somalia. This is VOA News.